thank God for Anthony Fauci. Is that his name? The epidemiologist, whatever it is.
Yeah, I can't say this word either.
He's obviously an extremely highly educated, brilliant man.
Hi Roger, it's great talking to you, and it's great for you to make some time. I mean, I guess you've got some time, right? Like everybody right now.
Well, I am isolated. I've been taking this seriously for a couple of weeks now, so I see my missus, and that's about it.
Okay, and so what's the situation in New York? Are you actually like
I speak to people in New York, obviously, and obviously I watch the figures a little bit. Equally, obviously, I never watch TV because there's no point in watching TV in the United States because it's all absolute dribble and complete lies, all of it. There is no news.
God only knows it's not what we would choose.
Thank God for Anthony Fauci, is that his name? The whatever it is.
Yeah, I can't say this word either.
He's obviously an extremely highly educated, brilliant man. How he has stayed in a position of any power, nobody will ever know, because, as we know, Trump dismantled the whole office that was set up to be there in case there was an outbreak. And of any kind of a pandemic, of any viral, he dismantled it 2 years ago. But the people in the United States, you know, it's a bit like living in a world peopled by the walking dead. And that may sound extremely callous, particularly now that many of them are going to die. And actually, there are those on the right wing of American politics who are saying, no, get back to work. We need the economy going. It's only 2.7% of the population that will die. You fucking old people, you know, fuck them. Who cares? Let's get on with business. They're saying that. Can you believe it?
And in the end, it's only round and round.
The other thing, since you've given me this airtime that interests me, is that all the good people out there, I saw Bill Gates had written a long thing recently about what to do, and they never mention American foreign policy. They never mention the empire, ever. None of them, not one of them says, of course, the reason that we're so fucked up, it's because we spend all our money killing brown people because for some reason we want to. So disgusting in every possible way. It's not to protect the freedom. It's not even to protect American freedom. Not that there is much in this country. There's a little bit veneered over the top. And it's certainly not to protect the possibility for anybody in the rest of the world to have any freedom or for democracy to thrive, which is the big lie. That is the big lie of the American empire. We need to kill everybody in order to impose freedom. It's right in front of our eyes, and it's like a comic, except it's not. It's a tragic graphic novel. What we're watching is history in real time reduced to Hollywood nonsense. We're watching Rambo, and we believe it to be the truth. How interesting it is. Where is all the great medical help with the rest of the world coming from? It's coming from Cuba and Venezuela and China. They are the people who are stepping forward to try and help the rest of us deal with this terrible health crisis. Imagine if there was a health service now so that people wouldn't be dying in corridors with somebody deciding whether to, who gets the ventilator? Well, we've only got one, there's 150 people. Oh, that's difficult. Why haven't you got 150, you prick? You're the richest country in the world. Why don't you have this shit? Why don't you have a health service? Well, because we wanted to make a profit out of insurance companies and pharmaceuticals. You're so dull and you're so maimed, and I hope you're fucking miserable. But when I wake up and see the sun, I want to feel joy in it. And I want to feel the joy of looking after someone else's child as well as my own, and looking after someone else's country as well as my own. That's what I want. I want to feel community. That is where joy lies.
You know, clearly, what COVID-19 has told us all is that in order to face a common enemy like a virulent virus like this, we are going to need to have to cooperate, to act together, to act cohesively as a community, a global community, in order to defeat the common enemy. This is extremely difficult when we are driven, a lot of us anyway in the Western world, by a motive which is to maximize the bottom line of profit for the corporations that run our countries. So that's what the elephant is telling me. If we don't cooperate, we're all dead. The planet's over. We're heading for the cliff of omnicidal destruction of everything. So will this be a wake-up call? I hope so. I'm so glad that you're having these conversations with people on RT, on your TV show.
Go home, take off this uniform and leave the show. And I'm waiting in this cell because I have to know, have I been guilty of...